Clint?
Yes, sir.
They tell me that we had a kind of a disaster up there this afternoon.
We had an awful bad day. Wilbur just didn't stand up to what he talked about at all. He may have meant this all the time. It didn't sound that way.
Did you ever hear about the fellow that's bending over, holding his ankles? The fellows that captured him tied his hands to his ankles, and he was bending over, holding his ankles, and the fellow came in and looked at him, kind of sized him up and started pulling his zipper down. And the fellow said, "Oh my God," said, "please don't do this for me." Said, "Oh, damn, I've got enough hell, and you see what they've done to me," and said, "please, just have mercy on me." And the fellow looked at him and said, "I'm afraid part of this just ain't your day." That's the way I feel about this, as far as I'm concerned. Just ain't my day.
Well, we got the one job done on the Capitol, on the hill, so we got 4-8 bill passed.
They told me you did that, too. They told me you hadn't told them.
I worked on it a little bit, but in any event, we got it done. But this other thing is pretty hopeless, I think, Mr. President. I don't know. But Wilbur said finally that he would never vote for any bill that had anything to do with medical care through Social Security. He just wouldn't have a thing to do with it. He wouldn't let us set up a separate fund if it was ever tied to the Social Security fund. He just absolutely said no, he would not do anything. Russell Long was wonderful. Russell was going right along with us. But, and I think he had Smathers' proxy. But we couldn't get by Wilbur at all. And he just completely changed the tenor of what he was saying. He was talking pretty good up till then.
What do we do, Clint?
Well, I think we ought to reject the whole program, including the extra few dollars we're going to give the people, because they don't have to have that, and leave the pressure on them. I think if the boys go into his district and campaign, he'll change his tune a little bit. Because Smathers told me tonight, he said the best poll he'd been able to make in Florida showed 80% still favor this program. It's the most popular program, he said, in his district. And he wants to try to do something. I think we can get some help out of Smathers. But we've got to get something in that house. And we haven't got it yet, and I think Wilbur will take a little different view of it after this next election. I just can't believe he won't. I don't think we can afford to give them what they want, which is something to bar health care.
Oh, I think that's right, Ken. I think given this, you'll just ruin health care. I will get it.
I think so, and I've been carefully counting those to see if we had enough men to filibuster to death. They tried to shove it down our throats. And Smathers and Long both agreed that we ought to stand up and fight on it because they're trying to carry out the mandate of the Senate. We did pretty well to get it through the Senate.
Yes, you did an awful good job.
And we can do a better job next round.
You look at it tomorrow, and I'm going to
El Paso,
Texas, and Oklahoma, and Arkansas, and be back in New England Monday, and I'll be back here Monday night, and I'll talk to you. Now tell me.
Fine, Mr. President.
How does New Mexico look?
New Mexico's going to be all right. Joe's having some trouble, Joe Montoya. But the rest of the ticket is safe, and you're safe there. Don't pay attention to these people who tell you it's going to be in trouble. You're going to have a hard time in one or two counties. They've got John Birchall organizations, and they're strong. But we've got Bernalillo County, where our fourth of the vote is, and you're going to run very well there. A place like Los Alamos County, where the scientists are, you'll get 90% of the scientists vote up there. It's incredible. They just bust their necks to get a chance to vote for you. And we'll be all right. I'm going home next week, and I'm going to just nothing but campaign for a while. We'll guarantee you the state.
How do you feel?
I feel fine.
What do you think about Arizona?
Oh, Arizona, I don't know. You might carry it, but it'd be a miracle if you did. You are entitled to carry it. That's his home state. They never had a candidate for president, but you're in pretty good shape out there. You're in better shape than Roy Elson is, I'll tell you that. And better shape than the Democratic candidate for governor is. That may sound surprising, but it's so.
What do you think about the country, Clint? What am I doing that I ought to be doing? What should I do that I'm not doing?
Alan Bible and I were talking this afternoon, Mr. President. We think everything is all right, except don't, for heaven's sake, start getting mean. And you have to say one thing once in a while, a little bit. But you've been on a wholly different plane than the other fellow has. Still around that plane, you've got the respect of the country, and the polls will show that. Don't take a chance on spoiling it from our standpoint. You're smarter. better than both of us put together, and I know it, but just the same, I think if you stay where you were on that very, very high plane you've been on, they can't touch you, and they can't touch your friends.
You think I ought to be out of the White House more?
Yes, I think you ought to be in the country as much as you can be.
Well, how much can I be? I've got a report tonight that's bad on Vietnam, and I got one in the morning that's bad on Sniper.
3 days a week. 3 days a week is enough out of there. But the last 2 weeks, I'll go steady around the country. Congress will be out of here shortly. The last 2 weeks, you just ought to be hitting the day and night. Because you can swing people, you can change people. You're infectious to them. I mean, they grab onto you. I'm not worried.
What do you think about the polls? Do you think that we're paying too much attention to them?
No, I don't.
You think they're right?
Yes. I think they're too good someplace, but they don't have to be that good. But I think that ordinarily the polls aren't too good for the Republicans.
What should I do about the farmers? I'd like to have your judgment on that. Would you think about it and let me talk to you Tuesday or Monday or Tuesday? Or
sure will, but
what I ought to say in these farm areas, I don't want to get off on something wild. And
you're not. You're doing long fine, and Hubert's helping you very much there.
Best Secretary of Agriculture we've had in my time. So I wish you'd still be Secretary for another month until you get me through this election.
I'll get down and talk to you when you get back.
Bring in your Alaskan Commission any time before you leave.
I'll try to do it Wednesday if we could, something like
that. I'd love to, because I think it's done the finest, most efficient job I've ever seen.
Well, it hasn't caused you any trouble anyhow.
I'd say so. Well, it takes some of time, but it's the most competent administrative job I've ever seen done in government.
We get along.
We're proud of anybody, and how in the hell you kept them all together. Old Greening busted out time or two, but everybody in the executive department, from the director of the budget on up and down, have done nothing but compliment you. So that was a thankless task you did. You did well, and I sure want to salute you.
Well, I appreciate it, Mr. President. I'll try to do it for you.
Now, here's a guy who wants to say hello to you, and he might want to borrow a little money if you've got some extra to lend.
Oh, got a little extra.
John Conley.
Fine.
Senator, how are you?
I'm just fine, Governor, just fine as can be.
Well, it's wonderful to talk to you.
Well, happy you're up here.
Well, I'm delighted to be here. I'm going to go down to the president tomorrow to El Paso, and
that's a great thing. I'm glad he's going off the fine.
Is that going to help? It ought to help you in
It will. It's going to. You can't help it. It's going to stop over in our state.
You want to go down there with us?
Oh, I can't do that.
All right.
I got to do a little work still.
Anytime you want to do anything or go anywhere or be in on anything and then somebody hasn't had enough sense to think of it, you call Jack Blaney and tell him and it'll be arranged. You know that, don't you?
Yes, sir. Bless your heart. I do know that, Mr. President.
Give Henrietta my love and thank you for all you've done and much obliged for your judgment. And you think over this agriculture thing and I'll talk to you when we get back, maybe when we get here together Wednesday.
Will do. Thank you very much.